This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I'm hoping that by this point in the program, fingers crossed, you are interested and engaged. Most definitely not bored, though. I get it. If you are, happens to everybody, that getting bored thing. Linda Rodriguez-McRobbie wrote about boredom last week for Smithsonian.com. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me here.
So listen, we should probably define terms, right? This is not boredom like my kids sitting around the house on a rainy afternoon saying, Dad, I'm bored, right?
Well, it kind of can be.
Really?
And that's actually kind of the problem with looking at boredom and the problem that a lot of psychologists and philosophers have had in examining the problem. Because there's really two ways to look at it. Could be your kid on the couch saying he's bored, or it could be sort of deeper and what's called existential boredom.
All right, you have to help me understand what existential boredom is then, though, right?
Existential boredom is the kind of boredom that philosophers like Jean-Paul Sartre suffer. It's the kind of deep and what am I doing with my life boredom. It's the boredom that Madame Bovary had. And that made her have an affair.
There is a betwixt and between, though, right? I mean, there's being bored at work and just not enjoying what you're doing at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah. It's interesting, too, that some of the first explorations of boredom were people who were examining boredom as a problem of factory workers.
Yep.
There was a study done in, like, 1938 and determined that the best way for people who were working in factories to deal with the tedium of working in factories was to do drugs.
Whoa.
That stimulants helped.
Wow. That can't be good.
Yeah. It's a little worrying. but it's also an interesting point about one of the sort of underlying mechanisms of boredom, which is sort of how it relates to attention and whether or not you're able to pay attention to what you want to pay attention to or how you pay attention to something.
So, I mean, boredom has been linked to, it's been linked to depression and health problems and drug use and all that stuff. Are there upsides? I mean, do we get anything out of it?
There can be. There's been a ton of research into what's called the default state or the resting state. And what they found was that when you're sort of in this state of not doing anything, your brain is actually working pretty hard. It's thinking, it's doing stuff. So that's kind of important for those daydreaming times and those sort of staring out the windows and being bored in class times.
Linda Rodriguez-McRobbie writes about boredom on Smithsonian.com. Linda, thanks a lot.
Thank you.